Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out the new video, too. We got a new video up every week, and plus lots and lots of other stuff that we update every single day. Bob Kuska is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of the Fusion Factor. He's our top HR expert in the Brain Trust, and we're talking about bringing on that new person. How do you make sure you do it the right way? Bob, in the previous segment, you talked about this process, this hiring process, that deserves to be a little more detailed, intricate, sophisticated, and complex than you're probably giving it the credit for. It needs to be there are a lot of moving parts to doing the hiring process the right way, aren't there, Bob?
Yeah, there are, Jim. There are. And remember, this is a marketing issue as well.
Yep.
You have to attract the right talent to your organization.
Well said.
Just recently, I had a business owner say to me, "Hey, I ran an ad for this job, and I got nobody responding." And I said, "Well, show me the ad." I looked at the ad. In the ad, he wrote what he needed. You must be able to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
But he never wrote why someone should consider applying. And I said to him, "You've got a nice business. You should say, this is a growing business. It's a wonderful place to work. You know, these are the things that would make you want to come here." We rewrote the ad, and we got over 50 responses.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, the other thing that he didn't do.
These are skills that people like Bob know. And if you can use Bob, or are there maybe somebody in your neighborhood, somebody nearby? The thing about getting somebody to help you, and I was ranting on this. I went off on my rant, Bob, as we went to the last break, about don't try to do this on your own. Do some of it yourself if you can, but turn this over to someone like Bob who's got some experience, a local consultant or something like that, and let them help you. At least let them take some of the activity off of you. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, you know, Jack Welch was giving an introduction to the Society of Human Resource Managers a couple years ago in New Orleans. And he said, if I asked 100 of my top managers at GE, you know, who could solve a complex financial problem, he said, I'd get a handful of hands go up. But if I asked them who could solve a human resource problem, everybody would raise their hand,
right?
Because everybody thinks they could do it.
Right.
And, you know, business owners will say, I can do that myself. But look at it and think about what are my core competencies and what do I need to supplement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for instance, Jim, I'm an HR guy. When I needed to do some PR, I hired a PR firm. I didn't do it myself.
Well, exactly. That's exactly right. And the thing is, this especially if this is a key position, I mean, you also need to have someone helping you choose the person, helping at least weeding through the applicants, finding the prospects, and then weeding through the applicants in a more dispassionate way, where they're not getting attracted to people before we find out if they're qualified. And see, that's what we do. That's what small business owners do. We meet people and we're immediately attracted to someone who's not as qualified and unattracted to somebody who probably is qualified.
Yeah.
And we do that way too early, don't we?
Yeah. Let me give you three warnings on that. The first warning is what I call the brother-in-law warning. You tell someone, hey, I need to hire an IT manager, and someone says, oh, my brother-in-law
does
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? The second warning is what I call the conversation. You sit down, I talk to Jim, he seems like a nice guy, and I hire him. And it's a conversation, not an interview. So you really need to take the time. Here again, it goes into the process.
Right.
To say, what is it I'm looking for? You know, I'm looking for these type of skill sets, so I ask a particular question. Like, if I need someone really organized, I wouldn't say, Jim, are you organized? Of course you'd say, yes, I am. I need to ask you a series of questions that are going to really probe into how do you handle a really hectic environment.
Right. When I used to do this for my clients, and again, I do it maybe two or three times a year, they would hire. They'd need some person that was the hiring process was above their pay grade, so to speak. And I'd help them. I'd write the ad. I'd run the ad. This is back when you could actually run an ad for people. And I'd get 100 resumes in. Well, my client would never see more than 10 of those 100.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even see the 10, and maybe not even until the last 5. I wouldn't even show them the resume.
Yeah, and Jim, there's another point in terms of getting help, because in my lifetime, I've hired over 10,000 people.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many resumes I've read, but I can tell you there's a skill set to reading between
exactly.
the lines
exactly.
and understanding that and saving your time.
Well, the first thing I did was I threw out the ones that had any misspellings in it. I automatically threw those out. I mean, I didn't care. I didn't know what the, I didn't care what their qualifications were. If they were applying for this job and they couldn't send in a resume, you know, that was properly done, then we didn't want them working for us.
You know, Jim, my clients today, the biggest complaint about the young people coming out of college is that their resumes are coming in full of misspellings.
Yeah.
You might not have any resumes to consider.
In the age of spell check, right?
In the age of spell check, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So then the next step is you have a process, okay? So if you've hired somebody to help you, that would be part of the process. But you might want to decide who else should see this person, because mm-hmm. you need input. So maybe you have your engineer see them, or you have your marketing manager, or you have your office manager. I tell you, have your wife see them if you think that she's a good assessor of talent. But build in a couple of people to the process so you get multiple opinions.
Absolutely. Now, this is really a big deal. I remember when I was hired by Xerox back in the 70s, it took 2 weeks for the process to get done, and I think I must have talked to 4 or 5 different people, including, even though I was getting hired for sales, including the state service manager,
mm-hmm.
the guy in charge of mm-hmm. service for the whole state. I had to talk to him.
Yeah.
And
Jim,
hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Bob, what's your website, quickly?
It's thefusionfactor.com.
Check it out. Quick breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.